Morning, y'all. My name is Miles Clark. I will be running through the morning brief for today on Friday the 13th. Very spooky, but hope everyone is having a good day. All right, we'll go ahead and get started here with the performance for the last 24 hours. Mostly negative day across the board there. Leading the way to the downside was the Russell 2000, so some small cap weakness down about 1.4%, and gold as well. We'll take a look at that chart in just a moment. S&P 500 towards the middle of the pack, down about 0.5% or so, and the only name landing in the positive territory was the greenback there. Most of the action that we'll talk about today is actually going to come in just a moment, but I do want to just start off with a quick indicator shout out for high low, the NYSE high low, which measures the percentage of stocks meeting new highs over those that are meeting new highs and new lows. So this is a bit of a more of a near-term indicator, if you will. We did see this one reverse back down into O's. Now, again, not particularly concerning, but we are seeing a bit of a breadth decline. We've seen a couple of different areas or maybe going on a week now of declining breadth within the near term. Something to watch as we kind of wrap up the year. It hasn't necessarily been a symptom of anything larger quite yet. But again, if we do continue to see it, of course, everything has to start somewhere, I suppose. So we'll see where we are and monitor our positioning as we move into 2025. Of course, a lot of the action for today's chart action that is going to be spurred on by yields creeping higher. We saw the 10-year yield move about 1.25% higher. That also sees it reverse back up into X's to a chart reading of 4.3%. That is. So now support offered just below the middle of the trading band at around 4.15%. And that overall kind of resistance level, you can see some back there towards the top of the trading band. Excuse me, trading band around 4.5, 4.55 or so for TNX. Of course, with rates moving higher, you also saw gold moving lower. Think about a different opportunity cost of owning gold, kind of as rates creep up. Point being is that gold doesn't like necessarily higher rates there. So we did see that one, the biggest loser. See that now reverse back down into O's towards the middle of the trading band. Still been an overall productive year for the commodity there, but we are seeing it now put in two lows off of those highs. So around, 20, 2330, 2320, or excuse me, 2730, 2720. Now some resistance levels to watch out for there off of those highs for the year. Towards the downside, nice range of support in between 2620 and all the way down to around 2560 or so for gold. Also, with rates moving higher, or excuse me, rates moving higher, we did see the dollar move higher as well. That also makes sense, reversing back up into X's there for the greenback. Been a productive couple of months or so post-election there for the U.S. dollar, now putting in those new 2024 highs at 108, reversing back up, putting in some support around 105.50 for the greenback there. Again, higher support, what is that going to impact? International equities, commodities, things along those lines don't necessarily fare well when the dollar is stronger. So again, something to watch out for in 2025. One other thing we'll mention, of course, with fixed income or rates moving up, that means that fixed income goes down. That makes sense. The kind of inverse relationship there, seeing AGG move lower, returning to a sell signal on its default chart. Broadly speaking, fixed income still an area to avoid. AGG with a 1.3 fund score, not something that we're going to be necessarily looking for in a portfolio, more than the minimum allocation for a lot of your clients here. So from here, support offered at 97.50, and that overall resistance continues to be kind of shepherded lower by that bearish resistance line up above at 99.25 and 99.54 AGG. We will wrap up here with Fun Friday, where I talk you through different parts of the platform. This is a pretty cool new feature. I was talking with a couple clients yesterday on. Of course, if you're searching for specific research that we've done, you can always use the search report archive function here on the Daily Equity Report. That's not the purpose of today's Fun Friday. We've actually implemented a global search feature. So let's just say that you're looking for our most recent tax loss harvesting piece. I've got it just copy and pasted because I was testing this earlier. But if you type in tax loss harvesting and then search and or move on over into NDW research here, you'll see our different tax loss harvesting pieces going back to November 24, November 23, so on and so forth there. So again, you could type in whatever your heart desires up here and see if we've got any research on it. Anyways, that will do. I hope everyone has a good weekend, a safe weekend, and we will be back on Monday.